This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. CPN-UML and Nepali Communist Party reach three-point agreement on provincial power sharing. Government begins talks with Dr. Govinda Kesi to end hunger strike. Nepal Rashtra Bank makes national ID mandatory for opening and updating e-wallets. And India's cockroach protest called off after Education Minister quits. Now, the news in detail. The CPN-UML and the Nepali Communist Party, NCP, have signed a three-point agreement to cooperate in the provincial assemblies and jointly form coalition governments across the provinces. The agreement was signed in Kathmandu by UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and NCP Coordinator Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Under the agreement, the UML will lead the provincial governments in Kosi, Bagmati and Lumbini, while the NCP will head the governments in Karnali and Sudurpashchim province. The two parties have also agreed to consult other political forces represented in the provincial assemblies before deciding the leadership and power-sharing arrangements in Madhes and Gandaki provinces. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial has said that Intangible Cultural Property Protection Bill 2081 will provide a strong legal framework for preserving, promoting and transferring intangible cultural heritage to future generations. Addressing the 44th Chinnalata Song Award ceremony in Kathmandu, Speaker Arial said the proposed law would help protect and document the indigenous traditions, knowledge, skills, arts and cultural expressions of Nepal's diverse communities. The bill is currently under discussion in the House of Representatives, International Relations and Tourism Committee. Likewise, during the ceremony, the Chinnalata Song Awards were presented to five distinguished personalities. The awards recognize outstanding contributions to Nepali music and were presented on the 104th birth anniversary of renowned lyricist Chinnalata. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has announced that an integrated agriculture program will be launched in 10 municipalities of Madhes province in its first phase. Speaking at a high-level meeting on strengthening coordination between the federal and provincial governments, Minister Chaudhary said the selected municipalities will serve as model areas for agricultural research, technology transfer and organic farming to provide direct support to farmers. Madhes Province Chief Minister Krishna Prasad Yadav also shared the provincial government's views during the meeting. Talks between the government and Dr. Govinda Kesi have begun in an effort to end his hunger strike and reach a consensus on his demands for reforms in the health sector. Secretary at the Ministry of Education and Sports, Chudamani Paudel, arrived in Dhangadi yesterday and met Dr. Kesi at Sethi Provincial Hospital, where veteran campaigner is receiving treatment after his health deteriorated. Dr. Kesi has been on a hunger strike, putting forward a five-point charter of demands related to healthcare reforms. According to Secretary Paudel, informal discussions were held with Dr. Kesi and his team on Saturday, while formal negotiations are scheduled for today. The talks are expected to be joined by the Prime Minister's health advisor, Dr. G.P. Agrawal, and the Secretary at the Ministry of Health and Food Safety. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has arrested two officials of the Underground Water Resources and Irrigation Development Division office in Karmaiya, Sarlahi, on charges of accepting bribes. Division Chief Anupama Dhakal and Mechanical Officer Tulakant Chaudhary were arrested during a raid conducted by CIAA's Bardiwas office following a tip-off. According to CIAA, 750,000 rupees in alleged bribe money was recovered from the residence of the division chief in Bagmati municipality, Sarlahi. Investigators also seized an additional ₹71,115 in cash, with the source of which has not been disclosed. The CIAA said the officials are accused of demanding bribes from water users' committees through the mechanical officer in exchange for releasing payments after the completion of boring and motor installation projects. Further investigation is underway. The Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, Gavi, have decided not to seek a refund of $308,271 from Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Food Safety, the amount will instead be adjusted from the financial assistance Nepal is set to receive under the Gavi 6.0 support program. The decision follows discussions between Minister for Health and Food Safety, Nisa Mehta, and Gavi officials during the World Health Assembly, followed by continued correspondence and a formal proposal submitted by Nepal. Gavi has provided Nepal with more than $550 million in support over 3 years, contributing to routine immunization, new vaccine introduction, cold chain strengthening, vaccine procurement, health worker training, and COVID-19 response. Nepal and its international partners have reaffirmed their commitment to advancing sustainable development and expanding international cooperation. The Joint Steering Committee of the United Nations Sustainable Development Cooperation Framework reviewed progress under the current partnership and endorsed a roadmap for the next cooperation framework covering 2028-32. The meeting, co-chaired by National Planning Commission Vice Chair Dr. Gunakar Bhatta and UN Resident Coordinator Leila Peters Yahya, also formally launched preparations for the new framework, which is expected to be signed in July next year. Meanwhile, a senior Australian government delegation led by Sarah Storey, First Assistant Secretary at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, reaffirmed Australia's commitment to deepening cooperation with Nepal during a 3-day visit. The delegation co-chaired the third Nepal-Australia bilateral consultation mechanism and the inaugural meeting of the Trade and Investment Framework Arrangement Committee. The delegation also held meetings with senior Nepali leaders and visited the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, highlighting continued collaboration on climate adaptation and disaster risk reduction. Nepal Rashtra Bank has amended its Integrated Payment Systems Directive, making the National Identity Card a key requirement for opening and updating electronic wallets. Under the 15th Amendment, licensed payment service providers must verify the electronic record of the National Identity Card before opening a wallet for Nepali citizens. Existing wallet users are also required to declare whether they possess a national ID and, if they do, update their wallet details with the national ID number by October 17, 2026. The Central Bank has retained the existing provisions allowing the Nepali citizens living abroad to open electronic wallets online using the required documents. They must, however, update their national IDs details within 6 months of returning to Nepal. The revised directive also includes special provisions to enable persons with disabilities and other unable to care for themselves to open and use electronic wallets based on alternative supporting documents. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. India's 5-week-long nationwide protest over examination paper leaks led by the Cockroach Janata Party, CJP, have ended after Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan resigned from office. Pradhan announced his resignation, saying he respected the aspirations of the country's youth and stepped down in the interest of national unity and to prevent further unrest. His resignation came amid mounting public pressure following weeks of demonstrations and a recent police crackdown on protesters in New Delhi. The protests were led by Cockroach Janata Party, a satirical youth movement that emerged online and grew into a nationwide campaign demanding accountability over repeated examination paper leaks and reforms in India's education system. Opposition leaders welcomed the minister's resignation while also calling for accountability over the handling of the protest. CJP leaders said they would continue to advocate for compensation for families of students affected by cancelled examinations and for action over alleged excessive use of force during the demonstration. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while the Tarai region will likely remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain, thunder showers accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Himalayan and hilly regions of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain, thunder showers accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Koshi, Madhes, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Furthermore, the division stated that the monsoon trough is currently located near its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. CPN-UML and Nepali Communist Party reach three-point agreement on provincial power sharing. Government begins talks with Dr. Govinda Kesi to end hunger strike. Nepal Rashtra Bank makes national ID mandatory for opening and updating e-wallets. And India's cockroach protest called off after education minister quits. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.